This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Confused? Americans across the country are trying to figure out what the travel mask rules are for them now that a judge knocked down the federal mask mandate on public transit. The Justice Department says it will not appeal the ruling unless the CDC thinks the mask requirement is still necessary. The AP's Jennifer King.
The CDC had extended the mask mandate until May 3rd, but the court ruling put that decision on hold. Justice Department spokesman Anthony Coley says officials still believe the mask order was a valid exercise of the authority Congress has given the agency to protect public health. During a visit to New Hampshire, President Biden spoke in favor of flexibility.
That's up to them.
But those traveling on Air Force One Tuesday were required to wear masks, with the White House citing CDC guidance. Jennifer King, Washington.
Big airlines are dumping the mask requirement. It's Russia's top priority, says Ukraine, finishing off Ukrainian fighters in the strategic city of Mariupol in the southeast. But Ukrainian fighters are holding off the Russians. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday night the Russian military has intensified its assault. Russian forces carved out a boomerang-shaped front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine Tuesday. A senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the Russians now have 78 combat units in the fight, up from 65 last week. I'm Mike Rossio.
Netflix lost 200,000 subscribers in the first few months of the year. Now it's considering some changes, like minimizing password sharing. A wildfire in the Flagstaff, Arizona area has hundreds of residents running. High winds have been kicking up the fire. Shanghai, China is allowing 4 million more people out of their homes today, easing COVID controls that had shut down Shanghai, China's biggest city. This is AP News. A grand jury indicts two men accused of impersonating federal agents.
Two men who befriended Secret Service agents in an upscale apartment building in Washington, D.C., have been indicted on charges of false impersonation of a federal officer and possessing a large-capacity ammunition device. Aryan Taherzadeh and Haider Ali were arrested in an FBI raid earlier this month. Prosecutors say the pair claimed to be members of a non-existent Homeland Security task force investigating gangs and violence connected with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. They also tricked actual Secret Service officers and agents, including one assigned to protect the First Lady, offering them expensive apartments and gifts. The plot unraveled during an investigation by postal inspectors of an assault on a mail carrier at the apartment building. Taherzadeh's lawyer says he just wanted to be friends with the agents and had no intention of compromising them. Ali's lawyer says he, too, was duped. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.